Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart-Centered Living and Loving. I'm your host, Jim Brown, and today is Tuesday, February 26th, 2013, and the shortest month of the year is almost over. And I found out at lunch with Noreen last week that I have my first teenager listening to the show, and that's Noreen's daughter, Brianna. And Brianna, I got to tell you something. Once you're finished with school, the weeks, the months, and the years go a whole lot faster than they do when you're in school. At any rate, the chat room is open, and my delightful friend Karen Anderson is in here. And before I get started, I just want to tell you that we had an amazing session this morning. I've been going to Karen as well as Shannon Knight as spiritual teachers, Karen, for about 4 years. And it seems every time that I have a session with her, I think, how can it ever get any better? And it does every single time. And this morning she was channeling Archangel Michael, and tremendous insights and connection and extraordinarily helpful for my spiritual growth. And I believe in all my heart here that every one of you who's listening is on a path to increase your spiritual growth, to discover more about yourself, about what you're here to do, and how you're impacting, how we're impacting each other. So I can only recommend with the highest possible recommendation that you have a session with Karen. And her website is www.divinejourneys, that's plural, divinejourneys.net. And her phone number is 805-445-1224. She does 90-minute sessions, and they're amazing. And sadly, she's got it with freeconferencecall.com, and they record it, and they had a power outage this morning, so it didn't get recorded. And I got to tell you, if you're getting a sense of who I am, I'm just a little kid, and I got this great big body now. And I don't like when the people call you big, because big to me now means fat. But that's life. At any rate, I have no plans on growing up. And I hope all of you can reconnect with that child within and have fun and play and laugh and cry and get angry. And we hurt ourselves. We hurt each other. But we got to let all that stuff go. And we're going to get to that in a minute. I got to finish my commercials here. One of the things I find interesting is the contrast between speaking to an audience when they're in the room with me versus doing it on the radio like this. And I'm much more spontaneous when I'm in front of an audience, and the ubiquitous they told me that I should make notes. Well, I have 11 pages of notes, and then my left brain has a tendency to say, well, you know, you got to stick with this. And I'm not going to. But let's get on with this, and we'll talk about that in a minute. Chat room is open. If you have any comments or questions for me, my email address is jim@jimbrownspeaker.com. And while I have that, I just want to mention that after the meditation today, I'm going to ask you to share with us what your experience was like. And if you'd like to email that information to me, and I'll pick one of those emails that I'll read on the air next week, and I'll send you a copy of my book, Spiritual Breadcrumbs from the Universe, as my way of thanking you. The book is on my website, my speaking topics, my life coaching. One of these days, if one of you folks are a computer person, I need more help expanding my website. We need to put a page on there about my life coaching as well as the radio show. And it's simply jimbrownspeaker.com. One more time, we love cruising. This will be our 46th cruise, and it'll be on the Coral Princess from Los Angeles through the Panama Canal to Fort Lauderdale. April 20th through the May 4th. And then in October, our favorite cruise from Los Angeles, because we live in Los Angeles and we don't have to fly, round trip to Hawaii. It's a 15-day cruise, and that's on the Star Princess. So if you do book either one of those cruises, please let me know, and we'll make sure that we'll have dinner together. Well, I got one person who told me where they came from, and she's from Michigan, and she says she likes my jokes. So here we go. I assume she represents 100% of you. This is about Jose and Carlos, and both of them are beggars. And they beg in different areas of town. Now, Carlos begs for the same time as Jose, but only collects $8 or $9 a day. Jose brings home a suitcase full of $10 bills every day. He drives a Mercedes, he lives in a mortgage-free house, and he has a lot of money to spend. "Hey, amigo," Carlos says to Jose, I work just as long and just as hard as you do, so how come you bring home a suitcase full of $10 bills every day? Jose says, "Well, look at your sign. What does it say?" Carlos' sign says, "I have no work, a wife, and 6 kids to support." "What's wrong with that?" Carlos asks him. "No wonder you only get $8 or $9 a day," Jose says. "All right, what does your sign say?" "It reads, I only need another $10 to get back to Mexico." I have no idea how long to be silent to find out if you guys are done laughing. We got to figure out a way to do that, Karen. Of course, anyway, let's get going. You're safe. No harm will come to you in this space. My goal every week is to bring more love, more happiness, more joy, more compassion, more peace, and more abundance into your life. And I'm going to ask you every single week to listen to the show with the goal of just taking one thing out of the show that you can implement into your life. Some people even keep a journal. We're going to continue today on forgiving others. And I'll get to that more in a minute. I want to just say that I hope that each one of you had a marvelous week this past week, discovering more about your true self, about your higher self. And I would throw this out to you as something that you want to bring into your consciousness, that you're on a vacation, you're on a journey, you're on a voyage, and the voyage is self-discovery. The voyage is more awareness, more consciousness, more expansion. And in order to do that, we have to let go of the way we've been brainwashed into limiting beliefs. And we're going to talk about all these things. I have a list of 40 things since last week that I've added that we want to talk about as it relates to forgiveness. So obviously we're not going to finish forgiveness today. And Karen and I were talking this morning and about, well, do I keep it at an hour? Do I go an hour and a half? And I kind of have the sense that for most of you, the hour is about the right time that you can slot it in, because in looking at the numbers, about two-thirds of you listen to the show after the show. So you can, somebody said, well, I can fit an hour in. It was Noreen that said she can fit an hour in, but an hour and a half, you know, to work that into their schedule becomes more difficult. And maybe if you listen to it at work, you can hear it. An hour is easy. If you would rather me go an hour and a half, let me know. Otherwise, the plan is we'll keep it in an hour, and I'm going to be your tour guide as we journey through this path, through this incredible, amazing voyage into our heart, and to find out what's in there, and to clean out all the debris and all the crud and all the mildew and all the hurt and all the pain. And then we're gonna spackle it over, and then we're gonna sand that down, and then we're gonna paint it, and then we're gonna put these amazing pictures on the wall, and our heart's gonna be whole again. We're gonna be complete, we're gonna be full, and we're gonna continue along that journey of expressing the fullness of our heart without any fear that somebody is going to hurt it, because we've all been hurt, and I'm going to get into that in a minute. We got to let go of that. We got to get out there. We got to give. We got to be. We got to know that any pain that is tried to be given to us by somebody else is something that's their stuff. And even if it gets in, we can heal it. So, I'm looking here at my notes. I can't talk and read at the same time. As I continue to think about forgiveness every day between shows, there's been a lot more things that I've associated with it. And like I said, I have about 40 different things to share. And it's interesting because we did a show on forgiving yourself. And one of the, excuse me a second here, I forgot to shut down my, I don't want to shut down my computer. I want to turn off my email so it doesn't ding in your ear. Saturday I was talking to Nadine at the gym, and I don't realize how much my voice carries. I also know how passionate I get when I'm speaking. And there was a lady, she was on the treadmill, and there was a lady two over from her that said, could you please soften your voice? I can't even hear my music. Well, my ego won that battle, and it jumped in there and says, well, maybe you can just move. I softened my voice, and afterwards, I just beat the heck out of myself. And the whole day, I spent beating up on myself and judging and criticizing myself. And I'm thinking, hey, you just talked. You gave a whole program on forgiving yourself, and it just stuck with me. And what my point is that I, too, am on the journey with you, pointing different things out, and working on them at the same time. So it was a challenge for me to let it go, to forgive myself, and just accept that I'm still a human, and I'm still going to make mistakes, and that's going to happen until the day I die. And I have to cut myself some slack and ask you to cut yourself some slack when you make mistakes, when you say things that hurt people, when you do things, and just let it go. Okay. I'm not sure when we're going to finish on forgiveness, but we'll just continue on and see how it goes. And I know it's going to take at least one more week. And if I continue to move into the depth of this, I'm going to see that it's going to be, it's a whole subject area that's got enormous ramifications in our life. So with that, I want to get started, and the first thing I want to do is share with you something that I have from a Louise Hay book, and it's meditations, healing meditations, and the affirmation that it starts with is forgiveness is the healing tool I carry with me everywhere. So maybe you can get some sort of anchor that will remind you that you've got that forgiveness tool that you can carry with you everywhere you go. And what it says is that I love the healing feeling of freedom I get when I take off my heavy coat of criticism, fear, guilt, resentment, and shame. I can then forgive myself and others. This sets us all free. I am willing to give up my stuff around old issues. I refuse to live in the past any longer. I forgive myself for having carried those old burdens for so long. I forgive myself for not knowing how to love myself and others. Each person is responsible for their own behavior and what they give out. Life will give back to them. So I have no need to punish anyone. We are all under the laws of our own consciousness, myself included. I go about my own business of clearing out unforgiving parts in my mind, and I allow the love to come in. Then I am healed. And the last sentence is, I am willing to forgive. So the first thing I have on my list for today is trust. And we have to trust ourselves more, and we have to trust the process of life. I may have mentioned that one of the books I want to write one day is I believe in God, but I don't trust him. And most of us believe in a divine force, whether we call it God or Yahweh or Buddha or the universe or the source or energy isn't important. What is important is that we focus our life on increasing and making that relationship closer and trusting the process of the relationship. And I know I mentioned before that when I was a kid, my mom used to say, honey, someday you'll understand. And I'm convinced that that's God's mantra to us. Honey, someday you'll understand. And we have to give up the need to understand how everything works. We're never going to get it. We have to trust. Just like with our children, when they were learning to walk, when they were learning to talk, when they became teenagers, we had to let them make their own mistakes because we knew that was the only way they were going to find out how to move on, how to grow. And it's the same with us. Look at God, and I think of God as our mother and our father, as our, and I love the phrase because I'd never thought of it. When I was baptized, we had God parents. But now I think of God as my God parents, my mother and father, my heavenly mother and father. I love it. It just feels so good. And trusting is a process, like all of life. It's a process. There is no such thing as an event. We're here to go through a process. We're here to learn. We're going to make mistakes. And I ask that you never allow the pain of these mistakes to cause you to shut yourself off from loving and shutting down your life. It's my point of view that the quote, "It is better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all," is the absolute perfect quote. We're going to get hurt when we love. Accept that. But continue to love, continue to give, continue to share, continue to be part of making us whole again. And in order to do that, we have to continue to shine our light. If I bring, you're in the dark, and I bring a candle into the dark with you, and I light your candle, my lighting your candle doesn't take anything away from me. Think of you as one who holds a candle, and the candle is your love. And giving your love to someone who doesn't feel they should be loved doesn't take anything away from you. Those of you who have had Reiki know that as a healing tool, Reiki is something that comes through you. It doesn't diminish you. If in your healing you become the source, then it drains you and it saps you. But when you use Reiki, the Reiki uses you as the conduit. Allow the divine source to use you as the conduit. Trust the process of what's happening without having to understand how it works. When I first started speaking, it came to me that what I was being asked to do was to be a springtime farmer, which simply meant to me, go out and plant seeds. Let somebody else come along and water the seeds and fertilize the seeds and get rid of the weeds. That wasn't my job. Or to harvest the crop. My job is simply to plant the seeds. And that's what I'm here to do with each one of you. And when we repeat things, don't worry. Oh, gee, Jim said this a month or 2 months ago. You're going to be in a different spot in April or May or December or 2013 or 14 or 15 than you are today. And you're going to hear it differently. One of the things I love to do at the end of a speaking program is to ask people what the most important thing was that they got out of it. And I do that for two reasons. One is that we know that each one of us hears it differently, and they get a different thing out of it. And that just absolutely amazes me. So, and you get to hear what other people thought was the most important thing. And many times I didn't even say it. It's what they interpreted to be and to have meaning to you. Second thing we have here is that in order for us to love, we have to be vulnerable. And everybody here has opened their heart, they've been vulnerable, and somebody has taken advantage of our opening ourselves up. The key here, in my opinion, isn't not to open up. The key is we have to learn how to use our intuition, or men have a tendency to call it our gut instinct. We have to be able to discern when we can open up and who we can open up to. Remember, we're all constantly changing, so we have to be aware of the small changes, and then we have to openly communicate with each other to find out what's going on before we get hurt. So we can't just give it there and then say, here, you got it, do whatever. We're constantly taking, like a nurse, taking the pulse. Constantly be taking the pulse. Or as Linnell used to say in our alchemist class, have your truth meter on. Is this ringing true to you? Is this resonating with you? Because you know if it's not resonating with you, you know that. And how many times we've ignored that intuition, that sensation, whatever we want to call it, and then we end up getting hurt. Well, look back, because life is the process of learning, and we can learn from events that happened in the past. Then the next best thing is to learn while we're actually experiencing something, and the best is to see the train coming down the track at us and learn before it runs us over. We all have the choice. Or we can not learn, and then we're going to repeat the lesson. It's just like when we were little kids, and for me it was in second grade, we learned how to multiply, and we learned the 2 times table. And you couldn't go to the 3 times table until you learned the 2 times table. Simple as that. We got to learn that. Then we get to go on to the next lesson. And no part of life is without lessons. So forget about it. Every one of us enrolled in this Earth School, we came here full time, 365 days a year, as the saying goes, 24/7, and we're here to learn. Embrace the lessons, ask what they're here to teach you, and you can be vulnerable and you can let it go. One of the things I think that creates a lot of angst is people trying to change other people. And life is a mathematical equation, and in my point of view, we can change ourselves, which is one side of the equation, which is going to cause you to change yourself, because the equation is no longer in balance, and we got to balance it out. I have a friend who told me that her 91-year-old mother is still trying to fix her daughter, not my friend's daughter, but the 91-year-old's daughter. Nobody is broken, and nobody needs changing. We all must learn that we're perfect just the way we are. You're the only person in all of creation that ever has been given the gifts that you have. You're the only one that'll ever have the life experiences that you're having. Change only happens when an individual wants to change, not because you want to change somebody else, or you think that you know better how their life should be going than God. Now, how many of us parents are guilty of that and saying, oh, my son, my daughter should have this, should have that? It's none of our business. You know, that's between them and their creator. And think about how much happier our lives would be when we come to accept each other and ourselves just the way we are. We're all unique. We're all one of a kind. And as a matter of fact, when we see other people and they all look the same, their hair is all cut the same, combed the same, everybody has a uniform on, everything in life is the same, like Groundhog Day, we say, boy, that's boring. So let's embrace our differences, our cultural differences, our racial differences, our religious differences, and just enjoy what the other person brings to you. Next, I have values. We all have values, and some of the examples I'd like to give you are honesty, love, integrity, success, adventure, competitiveness, fun, seriousness, giving, playing, winning. I can go on and on. There's literally hundreds of them. Even if you and I had the same value, we would have a different definition for how that value would be met. The point of this is to say that the person that you haven't forgiven has different values than you, and naturally is going to approach life differently than you. Every one of us has got a different approach than the other person. And when I ask people, I say, I'm going to give you a list of things, and you tell me what you think is a universal truth, And the first thing I'll ask is, nobody sees life the way you do. And everybody agrees that that's a universal truth. So if no one else in the world sees life the way you see it, then why would you think that they're going to have the same values, the same beliefs, the same life experiences, the same expectations that you have? They're not. And therefore, when we let that go and we accept that, it's easier when someone says something or does something to get that it's about them. Like I talked about last week in Miguel Ruiz's book, The Four Agreements, never take anything personally. And the Course in Miracles is always saying, we're doing one of two things. We're either giving love or we're asking for it. And when someone was being a jerk, think of them saying, oh my God, they're asking for love. Now, does this mean, and I'll use an example I use for thousands of people who are pharmacists and deal with physicians who have a problem expressing themselves or whatever. Does that mean you're going to go up and express? I mean, you're going to go up and hug that doctor? No, not at all. You just share from your heart to their heart and let it go. Let it go. It's nothing personal. Next thing is, is beliefs. And we all have different beliefs about how life works. And furthermore, the beliefs we have about how life works are different as we move through life. The beliefs you have today aren't the same as the beliefs you had 10 or 20 or 30 years ago. So your beliefs are constantly changing. My beliefs are constantly changing. The world is constantly changing. And we got to let all that stuff connect and say, hey, that isn't about me. It's about what's going on in that person's life today. And we have expectations. We have different expectations for ourselves, and we have a different expectation for other people's. And when we have these expectations, what happens is that's what sets us up for disappointment. I'm going to say this unequivocally, that if you have no expectations of yourself or anybody else, you can never be disappointed in your entire life. You got that? If you have no expectations, you can't be disappointed. Now, having said that, is that realistic? I'm going to say no. At least, I've never known anybody that doesn't have any expectations. So we have our expectations. But the challenge is how do we take these expectations and minimize them? And saying, oops, I'm expecting something I don't have the right to expect. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. I got a page and a half to get where I want to get in the next 7 minutes. Let's see what happens to there. We all have different life experiences. We all agree that we're the only person who has had these life experiences. And these experiences are going to be the filter through which we see, hear, and process what's going on in our life. And guess what? We don't share these life experiences with other people. So how could they know what's going on in our life? Even if it's a matter of a family and they go off to work, they go off to school and something somebody says or does impacts them. Somebody was just telling me yesterday that their son is a teacher and another woman stopped a fight and the principal didn't like the woman, and the woman, when she stopped the fight between the two students, touched one of the students, and the parent complained, and the woman lost her job. And that was the way the teacher had of punishing the principal had of getting rid of a teacher she didn't like. So we've all got this kind of stuff that goes on, and we got to let it go. Now let's think about how trusting, being vulnerable, using or not using our intuition, our values, our belief, and our life experiences combine to determine what we say or do in any moment. So now if we'll cut ourselves some slack and we'll cut each other some slack, it's going to make it much easier not to take anything personally. And even when we do, it's much easier to forgive ourselves and to forgive each other. Rosemary will tell me that I'm too sensitive. And I'm very sensitive, especially when it comes to her, because the only thing I want from her is for her to love me and to be proud of me. Just like a kid, eh? Well, I told you I was. I know that she never means to hurt me, but I get hurt. So my challenge is to remember, she loves me, and she says things without thinking how they're going to affect me. And I have to know that and accept that and not get hurt. And guess what? I say things to other people without thinking how it's going to affect them. I may have told you that one of the most important things to me all my life is to get other people to laugh. And therefore say things that I say things that I think are funny without stopping to think how they may hurt somebody's feelings. So I want to stop here and to say to all of you who are out there who I have offended by any of my offhanded remarks, that I'm sorry. Please forgive me. As a matter of fact, let's take a minute and each one of you do the same thing. Issue this general statement to everybody in your life. So I'm going to ask you to repeat to all of you out there who I have offended by my offhand remarks, I am sorry. Please forgive me. So how does that make you feel? Get in touch with how you feel now. Healing. Do you want to heal from your past wounds? Or are you determined to wear these wounds as a medal of honor? If you want to heal, you have to stop pouring salt in your wounds every day. In other words, you have to let go of your anger, of your resentment, of your hostility, and instead, love yourself enough to forgive that person for whatever they have said or done to you. And right now you may be saying, hey, Jim, you don't know what he did. No, I don't. And my question still remains, do you want to heal? That's a yes or no question. It's over. You survived it. Are you going to continue to punish yourself for something that happened in the past? Or are you ready to let go of this pain and allow more love into your life? If you're not ready now, when are you going to be ready? When are you going to be ready to take back your power? When are you going to be ready to stop being a victim? I'm going to play music for Rachel. If you're out there, it'll run about a minute and 5 to 10 seconds, and then we'll probably go into the meditation. Here you go. Gotten through 10 out of 40. Am I doing good or what? Anger. How does it serve you being angry? Is it allowing you to remain a victim? Does it allow you to be powerless? Anger is just one way we're asking for love. Try and remember this when someone's being mean to you. Everything we say and do and believe serves us in some way, even when it's negatively. And we've all had a broken heart, and only you can heal your heart. So what we're going to do here is we're going to work on healing our heart. I'm going to start the meditation. It's the same meditation as last week. And I'm going to ask Nadine, please stay awake. And Rosemary, please stay awake. I'm being told that this is something that people use when they're insomniacs. Don't particularly like that, but whatever works for you. And I will be back in 16 minutes. And enjoy your meditation. The first 2 minutes or so are given instructions.
Before we actually do the guided meditation, I'd like to tell you how it's going to work. What I'm going to do is have you go into a relaxed state, and then I'm going to ask you to allow the person that you need most to forgive to come into your mind's eye. Now, here's where we have a couple of issues that I want to discuss first. Don't try and choreograph and say, I need to forgive so-and-so the most. This isn't an issue of what you're trying to control. You're allowing your subconscious mind to dictate what it believes is the person and or the relationship that you need most to forgive. So that's the first thing. Allow it to happen. Don't try to control it. The second thing is that when I say allow this person to come into your mind's eye, some people will be able to actually see a person's face come into their mind's eye. I can't. So maybe you'll imagine the person, or maybe you'll get a name. Doesn't matter how it actually happens. Trust that the first name, the first face that comes to you when we do this is the one that you need to forgive the most. The next thing is that the past exists as a perception in your mind's eye. So what we're going to do is we're going to change the perception. And once we change the perception, the relationship changes. Now, if everybody's ready, let us get started. I'm going to invite you to close your eyes and to relax. Take a deep breath and let go of any pain, stress, worry, problems that you may have. Take another deep breath and just relax. Relax from the top of your head, your eyes, your face, your neck. Relax your shoulders, your arms, your hands. Allow your upper body just to relax. Sitting comfortably, softly, relaxing in your chair. Allowing your legs to relax. And down to your calves and finally to your feet. You're fully relaxed. And now you're ready to embark upon a guided meditation that is a gift to you, to help you heal yourself from your past, to become whole and complete, and to enjoy the rest of your life at the highest level without having the burden of a relationship that didn't provide you with the fruit that you would have liked. And now, allow that person that you need most to forgive to come into your mind's eye. You may see the face, you may imagine the face, You may have a name come to you. Whichever happens, trust that. And now I want you to go back to the event that hasn't been forgiven, that hasn't healed. Once you have this event, see that person, sense that person, feel that person. And I want you to give him or her all the resources that you would have wanted them to have handled this event in the most loving, caring, generous way possible. So you may want to give him or her a sense of self-esteem, a sense of self-love, a sense of compassion, maybe patience, maybe tolerance. How about understanding? What other qualities would you have wanted this person to have had in order to have handled this interaction from the highest and most loving place possible? Take a moment to give him or her all of these qualities. Now, what qualities would you have wanted to have had yourself in order to have handled this situation in a place of complete and total love? Maybe you would have wanted to be more loving, to be more understanding, not to have taken anything he or she said or did personally, to accept this person the way they are, to have loved yourself more, to have had a higher sense of self-esteem, maybe the ability to say no, maybe to set a boundary, maybe to be patient or more understanding. How about more compassionate? How about believing in yourself, standing up for yourself, knowing that you deserve the highest and the best that there is? Now take a moment. Give yourself any other resources that you would have wanted to have had in order to have handled this event from the highest and the most loving way possible. Okay, now, you have given this person all the resources you would have wanted him or her to have in order to have handled this event from a place of love, compassion, understanding, caring. And you have given yourself the resources that you would have wanted to have had in order to to have handled this in the way that would allow you to have a loving, caring outcome. Now what I want you to do, with both of you having these resources, is to replay this event. Now, the event has been replayed, and now there is a different outcome. This outcome now replaces the previous outcome that you have stored in your memory bank. Now, with the new outcome, the relationship is totally different. I want you to go back to that day, back to that event, with both of you having had the resources that you would have wanted to have had in order to have handled it totally differently. The outcome has changed, and now I want you to move from that day with this new outcome and replay how the relationship has changed. And bring that forward from that day to this very day. Okay, now, you have gone back, you have changed the event, which changed the relationship, and the relationship has been brought from the event up to current, and now I want you to take a moment to get in touch with your feelings. How did you feel before you did this meditation, and how do you feel now? And I want you to determine where you're feeling this. What part of your body did you hold this anger, this unforgiveness in And what does that part of your body feel like now? Scan your body from your head to your toes and feel how it feels different now. Okay, now we have completed forgiving one person. If you feel at some time in the future that this is incomplete, you can go back and do this over again. You can also use the same process again and again and just allow whoever comes into your mind as the person you need most to forgive to use this exercise on. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to count you back up from 1 until 5. When I get to 5, you're going to be wide awake, you're going to be alert, you're going to be refreshed, and you're going to be at ease. 1, you're becoming more awake, you're feeling yourself. 2, you're moving your hands, you're moving your feet. You're taking deeper breaths. You're feeling much better. 3, you're more and more awake. 4, you're almost awake. You're right back in the room. And 5, here you are. You're back in the room. You're ready to go.
How was that meditation? If you listened to the show last week and you did the meditation last week, what was different about today's meditation than last week's? Did you get something more out of it? Was it? I would assume it was a different person. I'm real curious, and I would like to know what your experience of the meditation was. If you would like a copy of just the meditation, email me at jim@jimbrownspeaker.com, and I'll send you the MP3 of it, and then you can do that isolated or share it with anybody else you want to share it with. And then what I want to say is I'd like to either have you call in at 347-324-3497 and share what your experience of this meditation was, or email me at jim@jimbrownspeaker.com. And the one I read next week on the show, I'll give a copy of my current book, which is Spiritual Breadcrumbs from the Universe. And that'll give you a little tidbits. There's, I think, about 340 different sayings, anywhere from a sentence to, I think the longest one is one page, to keep with you every day in between our Tuesday shows. So with that, we're ready to close because we don't have anybody on the phone. And the closing story I have for today is this. One day a woman's husband died. And on that clear, cold morning in the warmth of their bedroom, the wife was struck with the pain of learning that sometimes there isn't any more. No more hugs, no more special moments to celebrate together, no more phone calls just to chat, no more just 1 minute. Sometimes what we care about most gets all used up and goes away, never to return before we can say goodbye and say I love you. So while we have it, it's best we love it, care for it, fix it when it's broken, and heal it when it's sick. This is true for your marriage, for your old cars, for your children with a bad report card, dogs with bad hips, aging parents and grandparents, because we keep them because they are worth it and because we are worth it. Some things we keep, like a best friend who moved away or a sister-in-law after a divorce, there are just some things that make us happy no matter what. Life is important. Like people, we know who are special, and so we keep them close. Suppose one morning you never wake up. Do all of your friends know you love them? I was thinking, I could die today, tomorrow, or next week, and I wondered if I had any wounds that needed to be healed, friendships that needed rekindling, or three words needing to be said. Let every one of your friends know you love them. Even if you think they don't love you back, you would be amazed at what those three little words and a smile can do. And just in case I'm gone tomorrow, I love you. I thank you for being in my life. We've had a great time together, no matter how long or how short our time in life together has been. Enjoy yourself. And somebody just popped up on the screen, so before I close, let's see if we can get him or her. And you're in the 763 area code, and another one's coming. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Chris.
Hi, Chris. Where are you from, or where you live?
America.
Okay. Well, what's your question, or what would you like to share with us?
Well, ever since I was, like, 7, my grandfather raped me, and ever since then, I've always had thoughts about rape fantasies with my sister. Is there any way to, like, stop these thoughts? Because they're pretty much taking over my life.
What is it, the thought that you would like to replace?
What? With?
What thought would you like to replace this thought of your sister with?
Like a rape fantasy with someone that's actually hot?
And what does rape mean to you?
Tie them to the bed when they're sleeping and punch them in the face and then rape them.
And how does that serve you?
What?
How does that serve you?
How does that serve me?
Yeah.
It satisfies my need to be aggressive.
And how else could you satisfy that need?
Punching children.
So your grandfather didn't love you. And are you there? Okay. He hung up. All right, so we have two other people here, an S. Madison and a Space Duck. Neither of you have indicated that you wanted to talk. Do you want to talk? Press number 1 if you do. Otherwise, we'll close the show up. Ready? Well, I will. Oh, they do. They both did it at the same time. So, S. Madison? Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
My name's Steve.
Hi, Steve. Question or comment?
I need forgiveness.
Okay. Did you want to share what you need forgiveness for, or you just want forgiveness?
Yeah. I'm going to share. I heard this pet parrot. Oh, this is hard. His name was Jimmy, and I killed him.
Okay. What would Jimmy be saying to you now?
Squawk!
And what does squawk mean?
I don't know, he normally just wanted a kick.
So can you forgive yourself for doing this?
No.
Please. Where does Jimmy live now?
I don't know.
I'm going to offer that he lives in your heart. So when you go into your heart, go back to the first program we did on January 8th, and there's a meditation on going into your heart. And see Jimmy in there. And talk to Jimmy. And ask Jimmy.
Talk.
Well, you can from your heart to his heart. and you can feel him. Pardon?
He doesn't have a heart anymore.
Hearts are spiritual things, and they're physical things.
But I took it out with a spoon.
That's okay. Forgive yourself. Let go. You didn't know any better at the time. You did the best you knew how to do. Now you look back at it, and you have the hindsight, and you punish yourself. And punishing yourself doesn't serve yourself in any way, shape, or form, and it doesn't serve anybody who's in your life. We all have made mistakes. Every single person who has ever lived has said and done something that they don't want anybody else to know. Everybody. So let it go.
I just got really angry because he kept singing this really racist song. Oh, Jesus.
There is no right and there is no wrong. Let go of the pain of what you did. If you had it to do over again, how would you do it differently?
I would learn the rap.
You would learn what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear what you said you'd learn.
Two seconds.
The challenge for all of us is to forgive ourselves for things that we said or did in a moment when our ego got a hold of us. Your ego was in charge of that, and you were in control, and you wanted to satisfy your upset, and that happened. Okay. And Steve has left. Thank you, Steve. And now our last caller is Space Duck. Space Duck, are you with us?
Yes, I believe I am.
Well, okay, good. What's your question or your comment?
Well, I'm not sure how to get over... excuse me, I'm sorry. I had an incestuous relationship with my mother. Can you help me?
Who instigated this?
I believe she did. I'm not sure. I was just a child.
Well, then I'm sure that she did.
Okay.
Can you see your mother as somebody who needed love, who cried out for love, who didn't love herself, who didn't know any? Go ahead.
My father died at an early age. When I was at an early age, I'm unsure how to go about my life now because she died just yesterday.
Have you forgiven her?
I have indeed.
Okay.
What did you want to say to her? I do not know. She was out on a call as a prostitute and the hoodlum killed her. It was brutal, right in front of me.
Oh no. I'm so sorry.
I'm unsure. I don't know.
What would your mother say to you now? She's with you. What would she say to you? I want you to go into your heart, and I want you to hear what she's saying to you, and you have to don't let your brain process it. Tell me, what is Mom saying to you?
She's saying, take your pants off. I can't understand. I don't know what to do.
What do you want to do?
I want to get over this and just go back to my normal life.
What's stopping you from doing that?
Just the fear that the man is going to come kill me and blame me for the incest.
Okay. wasn't your fault.
But he says that he was going to say it. I don't know what to do.
You want to go inside and you want to know that who you are is love. You want love to take control of your life. You want to stop letting fear run your life. You want to stop giving your power to these external circumstances. You want to come back into your heart. Go ahead.
I get away from things like this. It's by going out and outside and shooting squirrels with my BB gun. It's quite calming. I don't know. It's kind of part of my inner aggression, like Madison said, or Steve, whoever it was.
Mm-hmm.
I just have to take it out, and it. I don't know. It's just so hard. I don't understand what I'm going through right now, and I just need someone to help me.
Well, I do life coaching, and we can do that if you want to do that. We can do that. And with what we have on the call, what we can simply say is that you're doing the best you can. You have to
do you
trust.
Have anything, do you know
ahead.
Anything that I can do that isn't aggressive? I don't want to be known as an aggressive person. I just, it hurts me so much. I mean,
Well, one of the things they suggest is just instead of the, you know, going after the squirrels, just punch a pillow or go swimming or go running and run as hard and as fast and as far as you can until you're totally exhausted and let all of that out.
I think I'm getting something right now. It's my mother. She's saying that Spider-Man ruined. Spider-Man killed her. What? I don't know. Oh. Are you still there?
Yes, I am.
She said that he killed her. I think I'm just hearing things right now.
I would imagine. And you just need to check in with your heart and check in with your mom. They say from the time a person leaves this world to the time that we actually have their cremation or their burial is the time that they're with us the most because they feel the love. And I think for you, what I would suggest is that you make a list written and then you have a ceremony between you and your mom and you take a picture of your mom and you simply share with her the things that you love about her and the things that you're grateful for to her for, whatever she has said and done. And I'd like you to replace those in your heart with what's in there now.
I'm feeling a deeper sense of her. It's overpowering. I quite enjoy it. I'm beginning to acknowledge what you're saying, and it's coming to me. I think I need to go running or biking, something to get out of the house. It's just, it feels like the walls are coming in into me and crushing my inner parts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
And before
and
I go...
Sorry about your mom, and I know that she'll be with you, and I want you to change the clothes. Change the clothes that she wore in your relationship.
But I'm wearing a yellow T-shirt and jeans. I don't... Wait, I see.
See, you have the clothes of her being a prostitute, of there being an incestuous relationship, of her being murdered. I want you to get rid of those clothes, burn those clothes, figuratively or literally, and then I want you to put on the clothes of this angelic being who agreed to mother you.
Okay, thank you, sir. I just would like to say, though, that incest is wincest, bitch.
Okay. All right, we're over time here. I had to go 190 minutes, and let me just simply close here with a quote that says, people have to forgive. We don't have to like them. We don't have to be friends with them. We don't have to send them hearts in text messages, but we have to forgive them. We have to overlook. We have to forget. Because if we don't, we're tying rocks to our feet, which are too much for our wings to carry. So next week's show is going to be part 3 on forgiveness. I'd like to thank you for sharing your time today with me and with all of us. And if you have any questions, you've got my email address. It's jim@jimbrownspeaker.com. And until then, I will see you next Tuesday, which is March 5th from 2 to 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Thank you, and I send love from my heart to your heart.